KTBR.
"You're the star man," said Lester Young Eagle, outright awe clear in his voice, his face, his eyes. Station KTBR was housed in a modest plastic-walled building, shaped like a bright white mound hugging the earth. Tornadoes were a frequent threat, Longyear had explained to Jordan as they drove up to it, and the building's aerodynamic design allowed the wind to slip by it without much resistance. "No windows," he had pointed out as his uncle parked the truck. "Nothing for the wind to grab hold of." "Who thought up the design?" Jordan had asked. With a hint of pride in his voice, Longyear had replied, "Our people have designed Hogans this way for millennia. We know how to live with tornadoes better than the whites with their bricks and frame houses." Once they entered the building, the young female receptionist had summoned Young Eagle. "He can't be much more than 20," Jordan thought as he shook hands with the young man. Young Eagle was not quite Jordan's height, but stocky, thick-set, with skin the color of burnt tobacco leaf, wide-set, deeply brown eyes, and jet-black hair hanging down to his collar. He was wearing a white shirt, its sleeves rolled up past his elbows, and well-faded jeans.
"I saw that broadcast you did a couple of days ago," Young Eagle said, once they had shaken hands. "Every damned station on Earth! Wow! How'd you do that?"
"Alien technology," Jordan said. "It's one of the gifts we can offer to the people of Earth." As he led Jordan, Longyear, and Uncle Twelve Toes down the building's central corridor, Young Eagle asked,
"So what brings you here? What can I do for you?"
Jordan said, "Anything you do for me might get you in trouble with the World Council. As far as they're concerned, I'm a fugitive."
"So you're hiding out here on the reservation?"
"That's right." They passed a big open studio, dark and empty. 4 3D cameras stood idle in the middle of the floor. Each corner of the area was decorated differently, a library and news desk, an angle of smart screens showing weather maps that reached up to the lights hanging from the ceiling, and what looked to Jordan like a fake classroom. A scattering of lights came on automatically as they entered the area. "We do most of our broadcasts from one of these sets or another," Young Eagle explained as he led them to the library set.
"You're not broadcasting now?" Jordan asked.
"Network feed. We'll go on the air again with the local news at 6.
Gesturing to the sofa and armchairs in the library corner, Young Eagle said, "This is the most comfortable spot in the building." Jordan and Longyear took the sofa, Young Eagle one of the upholstered chairs. 12 Toes remained standing off to one side. Leaning forward intently, Young Eagle asked,
"So what can I do for you?"
"You can put me in touch with the people who run the major news networks."
Young Eagle flinched backward slightly.
"I wish I could. I wish I knew some of those birds. But I'm only the general manager of a small station out in the wilderness."
"Oh," said Jordan. "I see." With a forlorn little shake of his head, Young Eagle said, "Just about the only person I know in the New York end of the business is a gal I met at a conference last year. Her name's, Vera something. Vera Griffin, that's it."
"She's with the news media?"
"The Otero Network. She's only a junior manager in Otero's control center, but she's bright and ambitious."
"Well," he said to Young Eagle, "she'll have to do." Turning to Longyear, sitting beside him, Jordan said, "It's a start."